Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Fibromyalgia can cause chronic pain that is sometimes overwhelming, can affect your quality of life, and it's often hard to diagnose it. It's hard to treat it. Doctors don't necessarily even recognize it. But what are some of those symptoms and the types of pain that people experience with fibromyalgia? It can be so systemic. It can go all over your body. And our guest today is one of our best experts here and fan favorite, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, director of the Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Practitioners Network. Welcome to the show. So, Dr. Teitelbaum, pain and fibromyalgia go hand in hand. Doctors don't recognize it, and sometimes they go just directly to treat the pain instead of looking at the source. So what's going on with the different types of pain people experience?
Exactly. It's important to recognize that pain is not an outside enemy. Pain is like the oil light on your dashboard. It's telling you that something needs attention. So when you go to the doctor and you have that flashing oil light, and he says, well, we'll put a Band-Aid over that. And we wonder then why 50,000 Americans die from Motrin and ibuprofen-related medications each year. It doesn't work that well. It doesn't hurt to use a Band-Aid, but you have to put oil in the car also. So for fibromyalgia pain, we're going to give you a quick rundown. For those listening, if you have trouble sleeping, fatigue, and hurt all over, widespread pain, you've got fibromyalgia, and this is an energy crisis in your body, where your body's not able to make enough energy. And Melanie, as you know, when muscles don't have energy, they don't go loose and limp. They go tight. That's because it takes more energy for the muscles to relax than it does to contract. So when you hurt all over, tight muscles, and in fibromyalgia pain, and as you know, it can be all over the place and it can shift from place to place, it starts as tight muscles that get locked in the shortened position and then they hurt. After a while, the muscle pain becomes chronic. And when you have chronic pain, the brain says we need to get attention paid to that pain, and it gets louder and louder, and you get what's called brain pain or central sensitization. And then that's followed by nerve pain, as you have what's called small fiber neuropathy. So there's a number of kind of pains, and it's not hard to tell which is which. And when you treat the right kind of pain the right way, and you treat your underlying cause, in our published study, by just treating the biochemical causes, pain went down an average of 50% after 3 months. And not just that, energy skyrocketed. If you have fibromyalgia, you treat it properly, 91% of you can improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life. That's
wow.
What published research shows.
Well, that's incredible. And people, as you say, people are dying from an overuse of ibuprofen and Tylenol, which doesn't work anyway and affects your liver and all of these different things. And you still see so much opioids. I mean, Dr. Teitelbaum, they've even got these commercials now. If you have fibromyalgia pain and you're on opioids, now you're going to have constipation. Here's a medication for opioid-induced constipation. And I mean, I am amazed at that commercial because I'm like, okay, so you're constipated and so now you're going to take another pill. And it's because you're on narcotics. And so what do we do when you say the research shows and looking at the source, what can you do for that pain of fibromyalgia aside from some of those narcotics? I know people that live on them.
Yes, and again, I'm not against the use of narcotics when they're needed for pain. It's just that the vast majority of the time, they're not needed, but given anyway. Treat the root cause of the pain. So, for example, if you treat with what we call the SHINE protocol, this is energy crisis. You optimize energy. S is for sleep. H is hormonal support. I would be in infections, inflammation, impingement. N is nutritional support. E is exercise, if and as able. That by itself will dramatically decrease the pain. It's like putting oil in the car and the oil lights on. But let me give listeners some quick tips to start with for pain. If you have pain, virtually most any kind of pain, there's a mix of herbs called curamin. Let's write this down if you have pain. C-U-R-A-M-I-N. This mix is a pain relief miracle. It can be taken with any pain medications. Give it 6 weeks for the full effect, and you will see that it is amazing. And then use topicals. Comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-E-Y, also called trauma plant. It's a topical cream. Rub over the areas of the pain. And you'll see there's often even very quick relief. There's topical creams that are made by prescription by compounding pharmacies. So you can have 6-7 medications, rub it on the area that hurts, get that 3 ounces of muscle instead of 200 pounds of you, and you don't have any side effects. So a simple way for people to begin, Melanie, I computerized the program. I took my brain and did a computer algorithm for it for fibromyalgia, but also for just anybody who wants more energy. It's called the Energy Analysis Program. You can find it at endfatigue.com. It's a free computer program. You go online and do a series of quizzes. You can even put in pertinent lab tests if you have the lab results available, but it's not critical. It'll analyze it and tell the person what's causing the decreased energy and how to optimize energy production. And again, when it comes to muscle pain, increasing energy means the pain goes away.
Wow, absolutely great information. Really good advice, too. Now, exercise, you said, when and if tolerated. So does exercise, because for some types of arthritis, Dr. Teitelbaum, it can actually, I'm an exercise physiologist, and I know that when I'm working with someone with rheumatoid, again, autoimmune, sometimes it works against itself, and the body actually senses exercise as a fighting, something it needs to fight and re-inflames, and it's a vicious circle. What about with fibromyalgia? When do you know if it's tolerated or not?
In general, you're going to know by how it feels. Pain is your body's way of saying, don't do that. So I think to me, no pain, no gain is stupid.
It is.
So listen to your body and do your stretches beforehand. If you go ahead and put a hot compress or any kind of heat over the affected area, if you have decreased range of motion, and then do a passive stretch after the heat's been on for about 10 minutes or so, you're going to find you're able to do it better. But the walking is critical in fibromyalgia because you decondition, and that makes the problem worse, but you don't have enough energy to condition beyond a certain point. So if you do too much exercise, and that may be even walk around the block for some people, you get what's called a fibro crash, where you're wiped out and bedridden the next day. So you want to walk as much as you can where you feel good, tired after, and better the next day. Get a pedometer, find a comfortable level, add 50 steps a day. When you get to the level that you feel wiped out the next day, you've gone too far, ease back. But then, after 10 weeks on the SHINE protocol, you're going to find that you now have your energy will be skyrocketing. And let me add 2 nutrients that will help that. There's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System, where 1 pill replaces 50 different nutrients, and a special nutrient called ribose, R-I-B-O-S-E, which is a key for energy production. In 2 of our studies, the ribose increased energy an average of 61% after 3 weeks. Picture 61% more energy to see what that would be like. It's outstanding. So if you do these things, then you're able to condition, and then you'll be able to be on the upward healing cycle. But again, listen to your body.
So just wrap it up in the last 30 seconds for us, Dr. Teitelbaum, with your SHINE program.
So the easiest thing is do the energy analysis program. You want to optimize sleep, hormonal support, infections, inflammation, nutrition, exercise. The other thing, there's a free app. You can get on Android, Cures A. It's called Cures, C-U-R-E-S, capital A-Z. And it'll tell you about each of the kinds of pain and how to make them go away, including fibromyalgia pain, anything from acne to zoster. So it's a nice little tool to have in your pocket.
Wow, and such great information, and you always put it forth so well, so understandable with monikers and ways to really understand it. And fibromyalgia is a very confusing and can be debilitating disease or condition, and Dr. Teitelbaum really sets it out for you. He just does such a great job. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Keep listening and stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.